Your sorrow keeps him with
us.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Even when the world is raging and the turbulent period is inexplicable in the world, your trust should be on the Lord. Join Pastor Samuel Murunochi on this time of the hour of the world. The world of life, the world of power. There's life in the world.
We give up praises, honor, and adoration to Jesus this morning. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We thank you for your love towards men. For your love to create us as men, to create us in your likeness and image, to make us have dominion over other creation. Father, we thank you for this, accept our
prayers.
By your love toward us, you have sent a message to us like this. We exhort you, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, we are before you into this
church.
Encounter the life of each individual. Touch every life,
O
Lord, especially the hearts of the people who
listen to
this Lord, wherever this ministration shall get you, let your hand touch our heart for repentance, for transformation, so that the time of comfort can come, so that our prayers can be answered, so that all the greater problems shall come to an end. Touch our life in Jesus' name, so that we realize ourselves, so that we can receive the spirit of repentance. Father, let your hand touch every life. Thank you, Father, because of your Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We welcome us in the name of the Lord to his presence, especially to today's Sunday service. And the topic of the message sent to us, call to repentance. And that's part one. Call to repentance. Part one.
And see Bibeli wa sinu iwe woli Ezekiel.
We open our Bible into Ezekiel.
Ori ikeji deni ogun.
Chapter 18.
Esi ogban si esa ikeji le logban.
Verse 30 to 32.
O kaba yi wipe.
It reads thus. Therefore.
Emi o dani lejo.
I will judge you.
Ile Israel.
O house of Israel.
Olukuluku gege bi ona re.
Everyone according
ni
to his will.
Ni Oluwa Olorun wi.
Says the Lord God.
Eyi pada.
Repent.
And
turn from all your iniquities and transgressions, so that your
iniquity
will not be your ruin.
Cast
away from you all your transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of
anyone
who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, repent and live.
Daddy and mommy. come,
brothers and sisters, everyone, the topic of the message you are listening to, call to repentance, part 1. The place I've read to you was a place God called the Israelites to repentance.
The
Lord called the Israelites unto repentance. The same way He's calling everyone on heart today unto repentance. Repentance. As from the time men have fallen into sin. As from the time man fell into sin in the garden of Eden, God has been calling, making this call. God has been making this sort of call. Genesis chapter 3. I'm reading verse 9. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Call to repentance. When the Lord said, Adam, where are you? Not that God didn't know he was at Eden. It was not that God didn't know his position. God wants him to speak by himself. He was in the Garden of Eden physically, but spiritually before the presence of God. He had moved away from the position God placed him. He has lost the privilege given him by God. As soon as he hates the fruit, that he would disobey, that the devil deceived them, so that they will not be like God. They lost the privilege. That God asked him, Adam, where are you?
There
was a call to repentance. God wants you to realize himself and to know the initial position he was. Not that alone. Also chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
When
the Lord said to
Cain,
why are you angry? And why has your conscience fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, still lie at the door, and the desire is for you, for you should rule over him. In this place, the Lord also called Cain to repentance. God called him to repentance. God wants him to admit the mistake. God wants him to know the reason why his countenance fell. God wants him to know the reason why his countenance was like that. That sin lies at the door of your heart. And if you don't take it away this time, the desire of your heart will be there. And it will be controlling your speech, your attitude, controlling your character, controlling your dressing. Sin had lied on your door. God called him to repent. Look at Adam. Look at
came.
Before God brought judgment over them, before God executed judgment over men, they will have been called for repentance at the first place. Now when you rejected that, when you do like Adam, when you are hiding yourself, when you are trying to argue that what have I done that no man has done, when you are being like Adam, you are hiding behind the tree for your creator. Are you doing like Adam? That you are making complaints, excuses, and giving your cause to another man. That what I've done, I don't do deliberately, that's the cause. I don't do it by deliberately. What will eventually happen is you receive the judgment of God. The same thing came when you are sick, when you harden your heart,
to
the call of repentance. The danger there was that the judgment of God will come upon the person, so that it will not be spoken for us. God is calling all the generations of men today. And that's the reason why God gives you the privilege to listen to this ministration. Call to repentance. Besides how God said that, started that unto Adam and Eve, how God are rising his minister, especially his minister, his ambassador, since the time men have fallen. Repentance is the emphasis of their world. God is calling people through their mouth unto repentance.
Therefore,
repentance is important for all men, especially anyone that have anything to do with God. Either you want to walk with God, you want to know God the more, you want to receive something from God, you want to enjoy God, you want to begin an adventure with God. Whatever the basis of the relationship we want to have with God, the very place you are to begin is the place of repentance. Therefore, besides the prophet, even Jesus Christ,
he
put repentance as the emphasis of his message. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. It says, since that
time,
Jesus began to preach to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus
preached.
I don't understand how a minister of God can preach without preaching repentance. I don't know the sort of faith you claim to receive by not starting at the place of repentance. I'm speaking on the topic call to repentance. That is the emphasis and the backbone of the messages of the ministers of God. Gospel according to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 verse 15 and saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, repent, and believe in the gospel. Jesus preached it, not on that word alone. Even John the Baptist, God sent him and gave him the ministry of repentance.
Lord,
go prepare the way of the Lord. Go prepare the way of the
Lord.
That means go and meet the people, that the people prepare their hearts. Go and make the people to change their hearts unto God. Before the God that possesses the land of their heart enters into him. This is the ministry John the Baptist delivered. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3 verse 2 and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand.
Dad
and mom, brothers and sisters, I bow to the apostles. Jesus told them, go preach repentance in my name.
And
anyone that believes, Gospel according to Luke. Gospel according to Luke. Chapter 24. Chapter 24. I'll read from verse 45. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. Then he said to them, thus it is written that Christ suffered and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
And
you are the witnesses of these
things.
This is the ministry the apostles began to do. The preach repentance. That repent. 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 Call to repentance. That a mom. Brothers and sisters. Also in the book of Acts of the Apostles. Chapter
2.
Verse 38. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Listen. The theme of their message. The pool of their message. There is no preaching the apostles will do. That they will not emphasize on repentance. When they preach about blessing, preaching about faith, it has faith that removes mountains. When they preach about victory, when they preach about enlargement, they will soon need finally to repentance. Because they knew the essentiality of repentance. They knew that is a call of God unto them. That go preach repentance in my name. Acts of the Apostles as well. Chapter 20. Chapter 20. I'm going to read verse 21. I read from verse 20 to 21. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to you and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and praying toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen,
the preaching of the apostles, the sermons of the apostles, they called people unto repentance. Therefore, in this generation, the Lord is calling every one of us, both men and women. The Lord is calling every one of us to repentance ideally, so that you can be free from the fury of God presently acting in the world, so that you can be free from the hunger of God coming out of the world. God is calling each individual unto repentance, calling women and women, calling young and old, people going to church and the people that are not just going. God is calling every one of us to repentance. The things happening now, we are told the only thing we need now is repentance. We could see how the thing is spreading more further without we are enclosing ourselves, with how we are no more shaking ourselves, with how we are distancing ourselves. Even more, the thing is spreading more. The reason is the thing we are doing, the thing we ought to do is what we have placed at the back. People say, let us pray. We have substituted the first thing for the last thing. Before you can pray, repentance is needed in the first place. Before any other thing could be done, first thing is repentance. Repentance is the first thing that the Lord is calling all souls. Anyone that is to be free from the hunger of God, anyone to receive the salvation of God, needs to repent. Look at the situation of the world. Look at the situation of the world. Look at how we are doing the way we lie. Therefore, God is calling us unto repentance. You might ask me,
say,
this man, what is repentance? You are mentioning repentance. What does repentance mean? You have to understand the concept of repentance. This will lead me to the message of this war to be disseminated in 3 months. Point one.
Only ituma ironokuwada.
Explaining repentance.
Isori ekeji.
Point two.
Only ishetataki ironokuwada.
Essentiality of repentance.
Isori eketa.
Point three.
Only ipesi ironokuwada.
Expressing the call to repentance.
Mo abala isori akoko.
I'm considering point one.
Ituma ironokuwada.
Explaining repentance.
Nigba ti a ba so pe ironokuwada.
When we say repentance.
Kini to tuma si.
What does that mean?
Kini lo tuma si.
What does it mean?
Mama mu ni eyo kokan.
I'll be taking it systematically.
Pelu oro Olorun.
With the word of God.
Iwe woli Isaiah.
Prophet Isaiah.
Iwe woli Isaiah.
The book of Prophet Isaiah.
Ori karundini ogota.
Chapter 45.
Ese ikeje.
Verse 7.
Epo ejeki kanati ese kefa.
I'll read from verse 6.
Oni
search the Lord when you can find him. Call him when he's near you. Let the wicked man forsake his way. And the sinner forsake his
ways.
Let him change unto the Lord. And he will have mercy on him. And even to our God, he will forgive him. Consider this statement.
He's
explaining the concept of repentance
for us.
Search the Lord while you can find him. That means repentance for those listening to these words. It's available for you when you are alive now. When you are dead, repentance is not possible again. Therefore, he had that. When you are near, touch the Lord when he is near. Touch him when you can find him now. When you can find him now. When you can call him and he is near you. That is the time you are still breathing. The time you are still alive. Repentance is not in the grave.
And then it says,
let the wicked man forsake his way, and sinners forsake his thought. Let him change to the Lord. This means that repentance
deals
deliberate renouncing of the devil. To renounce the attitude of the devil. To renounce the work of the devil. When you say repentance,
it's
a deliberate act personally. When you renounce the devil, when you renounce the heart of the devil, when you renounce the works of the devil, when you renounce the demons, when you renounce idolatry, it also means deliberate forsaking the ways of the devil. Deliberate forsaking of the heart of the devil. Those are the terms of repentance. I wouldn't want to present the word that have no meaning before you. You've claimed to believe going to church or not to believe yet. You must check up our lives. When we claim to believe and join the congregation of the church, are we channeled into the path of repentance? I'm telling you the term of repentance. It is deliberate renouncing of the work the act of the devil, the work of the devil, and the works of the devil, even with the truth of the devil. Deliberate renouncing of the pleasures of sin, to renounce them, now changing towards Christ, to give your life to him according to as your Lord and your Savior. Listen, what is called repentance? When you repent deliberately, to change away from the place of the devil, to change from the path of the devil, to move away from the attitude of the devil, to forsake the work of the devil, to change and forsake his act, his work, and his character. It is to forsake evil ways, to forsake the ways of sin, to forsake the way of darkness, to forsake the crooked way. That's the liberation. It is to repent and move away from the place of the devil onto the place of the Lord. Brotherly explain in Acts of the Apostles chapter
3.
Acts of the Apostles chapter 3. Verse 19. Therefore, repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that time of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Listen, you idolaters,
you need to
forsake that way and come to the place of the Lord. You permitting the heart of the devil, sin, fornication, adultery, waywardness, for you to walk shamelessly. Walking half nakedly. That's the devil. He has no dress on himself. That's the act of the devil. Lie, stealing, fraud, drunkenness, living a life as a stone, as a stumble, strange clothing, worldliness, turning the sanctuary of God to abomination. We have to deliberately change. When we are discussing repentance, is a deeper thing. Even when we claim to believe, we need to be considering our ways every day. We need to be considering our ways at all
times.
What are the things I'm doing that does not correspond with God? What are the things I'm doing that God is not glad about? Whatever we might be doing, that we might be saying, the kind of life we are living, that God is not glad about, we are in need of repentance over it. We need repentance over it. We need repentance over it. Therefore, you are the thief. Thief is a person stealing another man's property that does not belong to him. What is not yours, that is not yours, that you stole without the consent of the owner, that's stealing. It begins from the room between husband and wife, between children and parents. Whatever thing you take that is not yours, and the owner has not permitted you to take it is called stealing before God. You might say it belongs to your husband, you might say it belongs to your wife, but do you receive his permission? You need to tell him. You need to tell her. I'm speaking about stealing, even into kitchen place, even to community. The thing that does not belong to you, that you take without the consent of the owner, it is stealing. How about fraud? You need to repent from this way.
Yeah,
evil way, broad way, crooked way of the devil. The way that leads to hell. About fornication. A boy and a girl that have not yet joined together. That their father and their mother have not endorsed
it.
That no minister of God join them and be a witness before the presence of God. That they join themselves through unequal
relationship.
Any boy or girl having intercourse without marriage is whatever the name you bear, if you involve yourself in this, you need repentance. Adultery is for married people. Having intercourse outside that is not for your wife or your husband, that means you are into adultery. Those doing so need repentance. Making yourself a
stumble.
Whatever we might be doing, then when you say you are a believer, that is making unbelievers or new converts to fall, making their hearts to be distorted, and it is making them to be doubtful of faith. That is a sin of
people
putting on strange clothes, strange apparel, strange clothing, tight cloth that reveals the shape of your body, cloth that reveals your nakedness, cloth calling the attention of other people to love. They are strange clothing. They are strange clothing. They need to repent away from all this character. They are evil character. All evil character. All evil attitude. All evil things. All characters of shamelessness.
They
need to repent away from them.
Zephaniah
chapter 1. I read verse
3.
And it shall be in the day of the
Lord
that I will punish the
king
and the king's children, and all such that are clothed with foreign apparel, those putting on
clothes
that reduce their chest, their thighs, they put on clothes that tightens their body because of immorality and profanation and
adultery.
The Lord says he will punish them. These are the people God will punish. The reason God will punish them, people are putting on strange apparel. I'm speaking to you that among the terminology of repentance, for you to deliberately forsake the characters and attitudes of the
God,
for forsake the devil, renounce his attitude, renounce his
words,
and the
pleasure,
renouncing it and no more engaging in it, and to receive Jesus. Another thing to be concerned, turning the sanctuary of God to defilement, turning the sanctuary of God to the place of defilement. These are the things we have to repent away from. Turning the sanctuary of God
to defilement.
Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles chapter 36.
Monka.
I'll read verse 14.
Moreover,
all the leaders of the priests, the people transgressed more and more according to the abomination of the
Lord,
and defied the house of the Lord. He had
consecrated
Jerusalem.
All
the ministers of God, God, listen to this. The things we need to repent of. What does this thing
mean?
In this place, you are telling us the greater thing to be
considered.
For God to make the Israelites go into
slavery.
For God to lead them into problems. Part of the sin they are doing. One of it is that they turned the sanctuary of God to the place of defilement. From the sanctuary of God to the
place.
Here is the sanctuary of God. The sanctuary of God
is a
turning it to defilement is to allow bad
things.
Turning church to clothes. Turning church to trading center. In the church of God, when you are forcing people to receive money from them, when you are forcing them to give money, you turn the work of God to
business.
You need repentance away from that.
Ati ja, o ti sọ ilé ìjọsìn di bí ọ̀nà tó
gbòòrò. That you have turned the church of God to a broadway.
Àwọn ènìyàn tó ní màlára òdì tí ẹ́sì fẹ́ bọ́.
The people that have this strange feeling I want to be free.
Tí ẹ́sì wò wípé ilé gbogbo ni Ọlọ́run wà tí ó wá sílé ìjọsìn.
And they think about the presence of God, they have come to the church.
Ṣé ohun tí wọ́n fi mú ìmọ̀lára yẹn tí wọ́n wọlé ìjọsìn tí màlára ni ó parẹ́.
Instead of coming to the church and the strange feeling disappear, that evil thought disappear.
Àwa
ti ṣe ló fi jẹ́ wípé.
You have even ìmọ̀lára wọn tún pele kẹsì.
They cannot even differentiate again.
Ó wá dàbí ẹni pé wọ́n lọ sílé àṣẹ wọn.
It's not even that they go to club.
Nígbà tí àwọn èèyàn bá ti lé ní ìmọ̀lára òdì tí ń tá a bá ti fààyè gbà tó mú àwọn èèyàn ní ìmọ̀lára òdì nínú ilé Ọlọ́run.
Anything you permit in the church, nínú ilé ìjọsìn, ó túmọ̀ sí wípé ilé ìjọsìn yẹn ti kúrò
lé ìjọsìn ó ti di ilé àṣẹ wọn.
It means that is no more a church but it's a club.
Àwọn tó jí adarí ibi a nílò láti ronú pípadà.
We as leaders we need to repent.
Orí tí Ọlọ́run fi bá àwọn olórí àlùfó ni wọ́n jẹ́ ọ̀sẹ̀ gidigidi.
That is the reason why God
called
them as I
believe.
Importantly, the congregation will dance. We have received worldly song into the church. These are the things causing implication in the world. We are in need of repentance. I'm explaining the terminology of repentance to you. Repentance is something you must do deliberately, not by force. And that is why God has been talking to you now to tell you. Repentance cannot be done for another man.
It
is done personally by yourself. It is personal responsibility. You will deliberately do it. All bad things that you are involving in this
thing,
all evil things that you are engaging in, all evil characters that you are doing, that bad lifestyle that you are doing, that bad clutch you are putting on, waywardness you are all those evil lives you have
given,
you need to decide and repent away from them. That evil thought that you
have given,
you need to decide and repent. These are the terminologies of repentance. You will deliberately say, to forsake the crook way, the
bad
way, the wrong way, and repent away from them. Deliberate thinking to renounce the devil, sin, and his character and attitude, to forsake
it,
and receive the Lord. That is the meaning of repentance. That a mom, brothers and sisters, all to repentance. All the citizens of this country, all nations in the world.
Ọ̀sẹ̀ Ọlọ́run ń pè láti yí padà.
God is calling us to repent.
A nílò ìrònú pípadà.
We are in need of repentance.
Èyí ló mi bọ́ sí abala kejì.
And now I'm led to point
B. Èyí ni ìṣe pàtàkì ìrònú pípadà.
Essentiality of repentance.
Ìṣe pàtàkì ìrònú pípadà.
Essentiality of repentance.
Ìrònú pípadà ṣe pàtàkì.
Repentance is very essential.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí mo ti kọ́ sọ fún wa.
Like I've earlier told you.
Fún olúkúlùkù ẹni tó bá wí pé ó fẹ́ tọ́ ló wá wá.
For everyone that is to come to the place of God.
Ìrònú pípadà la fi ń tọ olúwa wá.
Repentance is a channel to God.
Ìgbàgbọ́ la fi wá máa ń dìmọ̀.
Now by faith you cleave to him. Without repenting, you cannot believe. Without repentance, I'm explaining the essentiality of repentance. What implicated many in the vineyard of faith? That is why there's no differentiation between believers and
prostitutes.
Even some ministers of God are very identical to Yahoo
boys.
By the time they had to believe, they went through the window, not through the right way. Anyone that has not come to faith by repentance has gone through the window. And those people, they will be doubtful of their faith. I'm explaining the essentiality of repentance. And to show you how essential it is, you see, that is why God make one person to stand up in heaven.
His
name John the Baptist. Go read it over. As important as repentance to God, the sole ministry of God is
God.
His ministry is to preach repentance. That then make people to repent. That then make people to change from their
ways.
When we discuss John the Baptist, the voice of the one in the wilderness saying, make way the way of the Lord. Make straight his way. Making clear the way of the Lord, this is repentance. Renouncing evil attitude. That was the ministry of God to receive John. And it is something very precious. Something we must be careful about. That means at that time, God at first sent John the Baptist to make them repent. Everyone that repents should be baptized.
You
will receive the ministry of John the Baptist. It will be impossible to receive the ministry of Jesus. That's the reason why John the Baptist came before Jesus came. That makes us to understand. Repentance is the first to be received before you receive Jesus. Anyone that does not repent cannot receive Jesus. John that came in the first place. Make us understand that repentance is the first thing. Before you can say repentance, repentance is very important. Therefore, the way by which it is important without repenting, like I told you, you cannot receive Jesus. Without repentance, you cannot have salvation. And that is the why there is manipulation all over the world. Because we don't go through the right way. That's the reason people are doubtful of
us.
That's the reason why there's no differentiation between believers and unbelievers. When the one eating pandedium does not know the good way of eating meat, the one eating cassava flour will say, cassava flour is better than pandedium. I'm speaking to you about repentance. When you don't repent, you cannot receive forgiveness. Without repentance, there cannot be forgiveness. God, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Listen. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. I'll read verse 42. When they came, the 37
others,
then they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men, what shall we do? Listen. Peter said to them, repent. Listen. Repent. That a mom. Listen. Possibly you came to the church through the window. You need to turn back and go to the right way. That manipulated all the situation. Listen. Peter didn't say just believe like that. When they say what shall we do,
said
repent and you be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. Listen, there are something that if man do not do, God will not also do. If you do something wrong and then you say God forgive me, God forgive me, God will say, do you even admit your mistake? Are you sober about this? Do you admit that mistake? If you have not admitted your mistake, God cannot forgive you. Until you admit your mistake that you are sorrowful about, many prayers you are saying today, it does not come from the heart of repentance, that is not being answered. The voices of repentance of many today, it is because of the suffering on him, not as he loved God.
that he has changed to God. That
are
mom,
brothers
and sisters. And that's why the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, chapter 28, verse 11,
he
who covers will not prosper. But whoever confesses, that confesses, before you confess your sin, you will admit what you have done. You will acknowledge that you wrong thing. You know that particular thing that is wrong, and then you will confess. If you don't acknowledge and admit your mistake, you cannot confess. Confesses and forsakes, then will have mercy. Obtaining mercy means you will receive forgiveness.
That
a mom, maybe you are in that place, excuse yourself and say, God forgive me.
Listen,
have you admitted your mistake? Have you acknowledged that what you have done is wrong? Then are you ready to forsake it? Are you ready to forsake it? Are you ready to confess? If you don't repent, these are the things repentance
will
do. If you don't repent, God cannot forgive you. Forgiveness comes through repentance and faith of Jesus on the place of the cross. Essentiality of repentance. If you don't repent, you cannot receive justification. Justification comes from the place of repentance.
Yeah,
if you don't repent, time of comfort cannot come. In this country,
and
the nations of the world, I can profoundly tell you, no dispensation call upon God and pray like you need a dispensation. But prayers are not answered like we are praying. The reason being that we are not praying with the heart of repentance and with
justice.
Look at the situation around now. We pray to you. We prophesy. But no repentance. The workers of sin is prophesying. The proud man is prophesying. The defiled man is prophesying. Even the thief is praying. Then ask me who will answer that. Who will answer that prayer? Fraud, the verified man is praying. The covetous man is praying. Listen to my word. Without repentance, prayers cannot be answered. There are peculiarities that prayers work with.
Not
just to communicate with God like that. That's not prayer. Prayer has begun. Anyone that does not repent, when he claims to pray, his prayers may not be acceptable. I'm speaking to you. Essentiality of repentance. Repentance. It is like the foundation of a building. You know, a house without foundation, it will collapse eventually. The house cannot stand for long. The same thing. Anyone that claims to believe but does not begin from the foundation of repentance, faith cannot be genuine. Even his work cannot be accepted. Any work you claim to be doing for God without repentance, that work cannot be accepted. That
among
you are in need of repentance. You kidnap. You need repentance. So you feel like you can die well. You that are killing people, you need repentance. You prostitute. You are in need of repentance. You are alcohol sellers. You are in need of repentance. You working in the wilderness of the Bible. You need repentance. You oppressing people and squeezing them to receive money. You are in need of repentance. You are part of the problem of the world. You are in need of repentance. Your faith cannot be acceptable unless you repent. Your work of service cannot be acceptable unless you repent. You are in need of repentance. Listen, sometimes we don't think about least and wicked people need repentance. Even a liar needs
it.
Whatever we do that is wrong,
and I need to
repent away from evil. We need repentance. God and brothers and sisters. Husband dealing with his wife through unfaithfulness. First, look at you. Bigger denominations of money. You have underwear in your pocket that you pack in. But polythene money, like 20 naira, 50 naira. Now you pack it in the bar. Pack it. Is there no money on me? Now you put it out. You need repentance like that. Don't you know the spirit of your wife is backing you up? Not only is working alone. You need repentance. That's why your way is not going easy. These are the things that block your way. Good denominations of money, you pack it on that way. You will have written outside. And your wife and children at home will be given bad money. You need to repent. You always beat your wife. You always beat her. You can't get away with your nonsense and go back to your father's house. Shall I even ask you? I said you need repentance. Maybe you are a leader in the church. Maybe you are a choir. You need repentance. You that woman also that you are unfaithful to your husband. You know how you maltreat your husband and talk to the female. You need to repent. Because that's what you are doing. The women did such a thing. God will long your life. And even before your presence, your daughter-in-law will do such for you, maltreating your child. You will have the repercussion of your love. That's the reason why repentance is essential. Repentance brings forgiveness. It is the foundation of faith. It is what brings salvation. If you don't repent, it's like you have renounced the ministry of God about you. And without receiving the ministry of God about you in your life, you cannot receive Jesus. And that's the reason why God sent John the Baptist to the voice of the world kind of thing that prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare his way. Make your eyes way straight. That a mom, have you repented? Before you receive the word of the Lord, if you repent, before you are making words of God, have you repented? Before you join the congregation of the members of the church, have you repented? That a mom, that a man, have you repented? In a nutshell, whatever relationship you want to have with God, you need to start from the place of repentance. If you don't start any relationship you are having with God in the place of repentance, whatever you are doing cannot be accepted. And that's the reason why God is calling you to repentance now. Now I'm led to point three, where I'm going to hang it for today. Because of the essentiality of repentance, like I've mentioned, and God loves all. There is no man God created that is his own love. The love of God towards us is unquantifiable. God loves men so much. Look at how he created us. God loves us. But we are the ones that does not reciprocate the love. Therefore God knew. That was why God is calling us. And to repentance. I will be telling you. Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel. Chapter 18. I read the same. I will judge you. Everyone according to the word. Says the Lord. Listen to that call. We are the house of Israel. We are the very person that God is communicating to today. Call to repentance. Listen. Prayer is good. Prayer without repentance is like the barking of a dog. Prayer without repentance, giving alms and charity without repentance, they are vanity.
Just
repent.
Repent
and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Our iniquity brings this pandemic.
Sin
is a cause. I told you. And the Lord told me to be telling you
about
my need of repentance. From the place of the church, we need it.
The
house of God, pastor, and evangelist. We need repentance. We are in need of repentance. Many of us are feeding people with poison. Many of us are like parents feeding his children with sugar. The mother feeding his children with sugar. Is we want to kill him. All those sugar-coated words and philosophy we are preaching to them.
Listen,
we are in need of repentance. Before we say God bless you, are we saying that to the person God will bless you? Cast away your transgression whereby you committed and create yourself a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die? House of Israel. Why should you die with this disease
of
let us repent. Both the leaders in the community, in the house, everywhere, let us repent. Let us repent. Wisdom cannot tie
things.
It can only be tied with rope. They will make use of rope before wisdom. Before the tie is with wisdom. But without that rope, then you say you are going to use wisdom. It cannot tie
with
all noises and or prayer and other things without repentance from the church to the workers in the church, the leaders in the church, the members in the
church,
leaders in the community.
50 naira, 100 naira, 1,000.
100 naira you are receiving. How do you manage it? How do you manage it? What way do you
spend
it? If God, the creator of the people there, ask you the head of the
vigilante,
you need repentance and the
coffee.
Says, why should you die? Why should you die in your sin? I have no pleasure in the death of the Lord. I say the Lord God.
Matthew,
chapter 9, unto the Lord. You are snatching another man's wife, snatching another man's husband.
You
turn yourself to a prostitute. They rented an apartment for you. Another man's husband is coming.
Which
you
there,
you need to repent. You also go to another man's wife. All the things compiled together.
Even
what's my own there, yours is there. Everything joined together. It brings coronavirus. Everything joined together. Everything joined together. We need to repent. If we don't repent, only those who repent will be
risen.
That's why according to Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, it says, but go and learn what
me.
I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
For
I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Sinners to repentance. I'm a sinner, the one doing the wrong thing. The Lord is calling all to repentance. The Baptist say, repent. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That among brothers and sisters, repent. By what way do you acquire money?
What
kind of lifestyle are you living? Repent.
Matthew chapter
4,
verse 17,
said Jesus
said,
repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. See that you are singing evil songs. You have turned all the word of God to come at
you.
You are in need of repentance. You might be having money there. You might have fame. That amounts to nothing. Even those doing rubbish entirely are having fame. That does not bring any
Repent.
Not is not the biggest in fornication, in adultery, in fraud, in wickedness, in idolatry, in charm and
seduction,
in unbelief.
Then
he says, where are you? If you can confess, prayers are that. As I'm speaking to you, I pray that
the
spirit that
you
have, the Lord will give to you. And finally, the one that does not repent away from the place of the devil, that does not forsake the act of the devil, even putting on white garments and joking with yourself, leaving white garments is just
an empty joke.
God does not require white garments but white
character.
And piousness starts from repentance. Before you become a clean man, receive the clean man. Repent from the devil. Forsake the works of the devil. That ring, demonic bell, demonic charm, they are works of the devil. Artificial eyelashes, artificial nails, all sorts of ear size and attachments. They are works of the devil. They are tools of the devil. All those things around your body, they are works of the devil. Listen. Repent. We've done everything to nonsense. Repent. The Lord said, because the people are walking in an abnormal way, I will also make them work. I will make them to be
violent.
Look at how mighty men are dying and look at their funeral. Look at an aged man that's supposed to have a
ceremonial
funeral. That's the chastisement. That is the punishment. Repent.
I'm
coming to your name now. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, verse 3 and verse 5. I tell you, no.
But
unless you repent, you will not likewise perish. But I pray that you will not perish. Check by 5. That's a call. I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will not likewise perish. Listen, you also consider this. Without cleanliness, sanitizer, distance, social distance, lockdown, we are doing it.
And it is very good.
But the reason why our effort is not profitable,
we do not repent from our hearts.
God
permitted this situation.
I'm
emphasizing, I will keep on emphasizing. Our country will have become the best. Our country will have become the best at this particular time. Because we fail to do the will of God. Because we have disappointed God. Those of you that you are repent unto God. Repent unto God. The Lord is calling us to repentance. Unto repentance. Repentance is the first thing. It is the foundation of prayer for prayer to be answered. It is the foundation of prayer for prayer to be answered. And finally, Revelation chapter 2, verse 22, behold.
Èmi ó gbé ọ sọ sí orí àkètè.
I will cast her into a thick bed.
Àti àwọn tí ń bọ̀ ṣe
pàtàkì. And they will commit adultery with her.
Ní èmi ó fi sínú ìpàjù ńlá.
Into great tribulation.
Bí kò
ṣe ni
wọ́n bá ronú
padà. They repent of their deeds.
Ìṣe wọn.
Of their deeds.
Mo fi yín lé Olúwa lọ́wọ́.
I deliver you to
the hands of the Lord.
Rise up to your feet.
Ẹbẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ fún
Olúwa. Ẹbẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ fún
Olúwa.
Now next week now.
Ìpè sí ìrònú
padà. Call unto repentance.
Abala ìkíní.
Part one.
Ní Olúwa.
The Lord.
Please
to repent. Come into your life. The Lord. Let us come into my life. You also consider this. You are praying so much. But that family problem never leave you. That inherited character that family problem is working to see in your life. That evil attitude in your generation is still in your life. The only thing your name, come into your life.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa.
In Jesus name, our Lord.
Ni oruko Jesu
Christ. In Jesus name.
Mo fi yin le Oluwa
lọwọ. I deliver this to the hands of God.
Ẹ̀mí tí ìrònú pín wàdà.
Spirit that you bear.
Ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan wá kó wọnú wa lọ.
We do not come into our life.
Níbi pọ́pọ́ tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yóò máa dé.
Wherever this ministration
is at your feet. Mo fẹ́ ni Jọ́mọ̀ gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Wherever individual that
is in the world. Lórúkọ Jésù ní ìsìn àti ní ọjọ́ iwájú.
Now and
ẹ̀mí ìrònú pín wàdà. Kó wọnú ayé kọ̀ọ̀kan wá.
Repentance come into each life.
Gbogbo ìmọ̀ kòkò.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.